Sinead Egan is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Vaccinations drop sharply for 3 days of every week is the big story for the Irish Independent this morning, with Philip Ryan and Hugh O'Connell writing that the HSE is administering on average 7,000 fewer vaccines per day on weekends and on Mondays compared to the other days of the week. This is according to the paper's analysis of HSE vaccination data. The article says HSE sources are privately putting the drop-off down to GP clinics not operating and many hospital staff not working at weekends, in addition to vaccine supply issues. Vaccinations are on the front of the Irish Times too, where it's reported that the rollout programme came under sharp criticism last night from government TDs at both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary party meetings. One senior minister is quoted as saying that when you put targets out there, you'd want to at least hit them, if not exceed them. There's a reaction across several papers to the street party in Castletroy in Limerick, with business owners in the area expressing disappointment at the situation and concern at the possibility of greater community spread in the area, in the Irish Times. While in the Examiner, Ryan O'Rourke spoke to residents living near the University of Limerick, including one who said the College Court area, where the party happened, had acquired the colloquial nickname of COVID Court, with students and local youths all flocking to the area. With pubs closed, it's become the only place in Limerick where they can party, they said. The Irish Sun on its front page has the story that the number of arrivals into Dublin Airport shot up by over 10% last week, with the top reason for travel listed as returning from holiday. And elsewhere on the Sun's front page and on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror, the charging of Jake Merriman in connection to a firework attack at the anti-lockdown protest in Dublin on Saturday. Loyalist paramilitaries withdraw support for Good Friday Agreement is Alison Morris's lead story for the Irish News this morning. She reports that the chairman of the Loyalist Community Council, a group which represents the views of the UVF, the UDA and the Red Hand Commando, has written to Boris Johnson about the strong feelings in Northern Ireland regarding the imposition of the Northern Ireland Protocol, adding that loyalists are determined that it should be replaced. The article also says that a similar letter is expected to be sent to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. And elsewhere, EU threatens legal action in protocol row is the lead story for the Irish Times this morning, above detail that the EU has angrily objected to a unilateral move by the British government to extend a grace period for post-Brexit checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from Britain. There's lots of reaction to RTE's documentary on illegal adoptions in the papers this morning, with the Irish Daily Mail leading on the Taoiseach's strong condemnation of illegal adoptions, which he expressed at Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party last night. The paper says the government's position appears to contradict that of the Mother and Baby Homes report, which found very little evidence of forced adoption in Ireland between 1922 and 1998. Elsewhere in the Mail, there are uplifting shots of Brazilian footballer Pelé and country music star Dolly Parton, who we heard on yesterday's show, getting their COVID jabs. On page 2 of the Irish Times, a picture of Sheila Simmons, Ethel McCann, Frances Fletcher and Maureen Simmons, who all got vaccinated yesterday. They're outside the Dunleary surgery with Garda Marion Power. And on the front of that paper, a truly magnificent photograph from James Crombie of a huge bird-shaped murmuration over Loch Ennell in County Westmeath yesterday. Giant winged wonder is the caption there.